how you had just gotten signed with, like, this big company and everything. Was that before or after COVID? And then how did COVID affect, like, your music-making process and that community that you had already built?
Yeah, so that was before COVID. So we signed with them as of, like, January of last year. And then we signed with that new management as of February. And we were supposed to go on our first national support tour fall of 2020, right? Yeah, we were supposed to go on our first national support tour fall of 2020, which would have been with, like, a major label artist, like, all across the country. And obviously that fell through. Basically last year we just spent, like, put on a song every couple months.
Shot some home music videos.
Yeah, shot some home music videos. And we just got, like, really DIY with it. And I think, like our first year, Spotify has just been, like, amazing to us. They put us on the cover of some playlists and stuff. They, I think we had, like, 800,000 streams. And then last year during the pandemic, we were able to grow our streams to, like, 4.5 million, which I think we're over that already this year. And then we have, like, a whole EP coming out. I actually wrote 80 songs during the pandemic. So it's kind of a matter of just picking. It's all I did. Like, I mean, I just kind of was like, well, now's the time to write, because it's really hard to write when you're traveling. So we just kind of, this is like my little home studio. We just, like, wrote everything in here, pretty much. We had a, it was crazy because even bands, like, that are, like, pretty, but there's some bands that are pretty well off that I would have thought were, like, set, and all those bands rely on income from touring. And it's just, like, those people were even talking about, like, filing unemployment and having to look for jobs because they were struggling. But then we had friends, like, I had a couple friends that blew up on TikTok and literally, like, got record deals over COVID. So it just depends on, you know, depends on who you are, I guess.
Okay. How have you promoted your business through COVID? Like, I know you said Spotify's kind of been helping with, like, that and stuff, but I know, like, TikTok and everything has been kind of popular. I don't know how that's played into you guys, how it's changed with COVID compared to how it was before.
So we've, like, recently got on TikTok. I was trying to, like, we posted some TikToks. We have some TikToks that got, like, 60,000 views or whatever. But then, like, what was happening was all these people were, like, we posted TikTok, and they're, like, when are you putting this song out? And I'm just, like, the life cycle of a song right now is so short. And, like, TikTok is amazing, but what's happening, I feel like, for a lot of people is, like, they're getting this idea that, like, you need to put out a song, and if it does remotely well, you put it out. But, like, of the trending TikTok songs, like, how many of those songs are you still as hyped about as when they, you know, came out? And one thing we talked to our manager about is, like, we've kind of been waiting for touring to come back, because we already have shows booked into 2022. Then we have, like, a whole EP budget plan. We'll promote those songs. It'll roll into, like, touring, and then we can support a song on the road and, like, actually take a song to radio and have songs grow other ways. Because most of the songs, you know, like, that you hear on radio have been, like, cycled for, like, a year at least. So it's, like, by the time it gets to the point where those songs really have a life, like, that's, you know, they've been out for a while. So that's what we've been trying to do musically. And COVID, like, it was really just, like, our manager would be like, let's just get out and hope we get on some good playlists. I'll throw a couple deep balls, see if anybody picks it up. He's got some contacts at Spotify. And we were fortunate. One of our songs, Smoking Mirrors, got on a really big playlist and streams, like, 10,000 streams a day. COVID was just, like, the Wild West of music. There were no rules.